Book 2, 15 seasons on. Chapter 6. Felch the fox had run, taking the blade of Sawny Wrath with him. Trees, shrubs, bushes and grass merged into a green blur in the dawn rain as the fox staggered along on leaden paws. Felch had been running since midnight. He was glad of the rain, hoping that it would obliterate his tracks and throw his pursuer off the scent. Instinctively, he knew that Sawny would send only one creature to hunt him down, the Tagarung. Blundering into nettle beds and crashing through groves of fern, Felch felt a numbing terror constrict his aching chest. Who could escape the Tagarung? Now the weariness was pressing upon him. He could feel himself making stupid errors. Rain or no rain, he was leaving a trail that a one-eyed toad could follow. But the sound of a river in the distance drove him onward through North Mossflower. It was the only place where he could possibly stand a chance. Rainwater dropped from his nose tip onto his parched tongue, and he blinked away the raindrops that broke against his slitted eyelids. A fat wood pigeon, which had been feeding on the ground, whirred up in front of him. The startled fox let out a ragged yelp and tripped over an elm root. Ignoring the blood seeping from an injured footpad, he struggled upright and continued a crazily weaving course. River noise grew loud in his ears as he skirted a yew thicket, his heart rising at the sight in front of him. A high river bank, with alder and willows overhanging it. There were rocks sticking up from the water, which was deep with no shallows. Felch grabbed a leafy bough and scrabbled down. Cold swirling currents took his breath away for a moment as he landed shoulder deep in front of a rock ledge. Pushing through the overhanging willow foliage, he wedged himself safely under the bank out of the main current. Rain dappled the river surface, its noise making hearing difficult. The fox was bone-weary, hungry, wet and miserable, but at least he was alive. His eyes flickered from side to side as he watched for any unusual movement around him, some inner sense suddenly telling him there was another creature nearby. From above, small fragments of rock and earth splashed into the water and overhanging willow branches swayed, dipping downward into the current. Felch held his breath, one paw inching underwater to the knife thrust in his belt. He could not see the bank top because of the jutting ledge he was hiding under, but he knew some beast was up there, casting about in the rain for signs of him. It had to be the Tagarung. The fox brought Sawny's blade slowly out of the water and with his good paw held it ready for an upward thrust. Felch had never been so afraid, but he was desperate. Tagarung or not, he was prepared to sell his life dearly rather than be dragged back to the Juska camp to face Sawny Rat's vengeance.